The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Playing a little bit of a beach song for our next friend. Darren Schaefer is the CEO and president of Visit Pensacola. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. How are things going?
Actually, things are going really well. We have been on a bit of a upswing in regards to tourism here in Escambia County. We look at the last 4 months, really from April to now, we've seen our visitor demand show positive compared to last year. So that's been a really positive trend. And our most recent numbers that have been reported by the county are for the month of June that were just reported and confirmed in July. And our tourism development tax that visitors pay through all of our lodging properties was up 16%.
Wow.
Which is a huge number. I mean, we knew that things were looking good. We've seen occupancy grow. We have more inventory in the market. But for to hit double digits like that was a pleasant surprise.
That's awesome.
Exceeded our expectations.
That's awesome. I like that.
Well, it's,
we always wanted to go that way.
It is good. You know, with that, we compare the whole year now with that kind of growth. We're actually up 3% over last year and 1% over our best year ever, which is 2022.
All right. And
July was good numbers, positive numbers. We feel the same way about August. So there is a good chance now that we'll hit a new record in TDT collections exceeding $22 million. So that's
awesome.
Really positive for Escambia County. Compared to some of our peer markets, which are not seeing those kind of numbers. They're seeing decreases.
Wow. I picked the right place to live.
Well, while we're excited about the numbers, there's still work for us to be done because we don't always see that impact equal throughout the county. You know, we're Perdido Key and the beach and downtown are showing positive numbers. We have a couple other areas that are showing decreases. So we're constantly looking at the type of visitor that we attract and those travel patterns and how do we spread that visitation throughout the entire county.
Oh, wow.
So there's always something to be done.
Absolutely. We have fun upcoming things happening. I mean, there's always something fun happening here.
Well, that's what's amazing about our county and our destination is the sheer amount of events that are going on. And gosh, if you like live music, there's always live music going on.
If you don't like it, this is not the place, but I have a feeling most people like it.
Yeah. Very few people have said, you know, that music thing, you know, I hope that doesn't catch on.
I know, right?
We're really excited about a personal event for Visit Pensacola because we're celebrating 10 years as an organization from 2014 to now. And so at the end of October, we'll be having our annual meeting and celebrating 10 years, which we're just excited about showing, you know, what was and what is now and
yeah.
The growth of the county and not only in visitation, but, you know, destination development, new attractions, new features, new hotels. And those are all exciting things that, you know, lay the foundation for future growth.
Right. Is that an event for anyone can attend or how does that work?
That's a, ideally a meeting for our partners in the tourism industry, but anybody who has an interest in learning more about what we do as an organization, they can come and attend the meeting.
That's awesome. It sounds exciting. I think it would be really exciting to see where you were and now where you've come.
Yeah, it's been fun going into the past and pulling things that we used to do in old advertisements. And so, we're excited and some of the recognitions that the organization has received because those are kind of things that are ongoing. We just came back from the Florida Public Relations Association's conference with an award for distinction for one of our marketing campaigns that dealt with influencers and bringing them into the market and telling the
awesome.
Story of Pensacola. And then just recently, the Best of the Coast through In Weekly. And again, this has been ongoing for a number of years, but once again, Visit Pensacola's website, visitpensacola.com, Best of the Coast website and blog. So really proud of that.
I believe it.
We put time and energy into that. We're always trying to make it the best resource possible for residents and visitors. So we're really proud of that distinction.
I think that was one of the things I was talking about last time your folks were in here, is that visitors really, really do utilize your website, Facebook, TikTok. They are very much, it's the go-to. I would have never thought, when I look to go places, I look what's in the area, but Visit Pensacola really is attractive to visitors. They ask a lot of questions. It's really cool to go on Facebook and see what questions people are asking before they even get here.
Yeah, social media is a great channel for us. So Facebook and Instagram are the top two. We've had some great success. We just had a Facebook post that last time I looked, it was like 8.8 million views from the Blue Angels Red, White, and Blue event, where we had two cameras, one on the beach and one on the pier, and it showed the plane coming towards the pier. And then you're on the pier, and the plane's coming right at you. We're excited about the interest in that, and that just grows the awareness of all the cool things that happen in the Pensacola area.
Absolutely. I was on the beach on Monday, and whenever you see the Blue Angels, it doesn't matter how many times you've seen them, everybody is still in awe. But we were sitting on the beach, and there was a family next to us. They were a military family, and the Blue Angels were coming back from their last show. And they just nonchalantly, and we all just stood there like pinch me. Is that them? And they just came across. They were very low, too, and just came through. Like, it was nothing, and everybody just was amazed.
We have a great Instagram post. One of Blake Howerton, who handles our social media for us, went out to the beach on Sunday, because that's when the Angels come back, and the beautiful sunset, and he just got the best shot of them coming in, following them all the way through into the sunset, and that, again, was a post that generated millions of shares and views. And, I think, a lot of times, animals get great shares.
Yes, they
do.
For
us, the Blue Angels are the same thing.
We have a question. Where's the best places and times to find live music in our area?
Well, I would refer to the website. If you go to visitpensacola.com under events, we have a whole section dedicated to live music.
So that's awesome.
Whether it's downtown, Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, or other places, we encourage all of our venues to post those, what their performers, their dates for that. And I just want to say to anybody who's listening, that's free. So if you're a venue and you have live music and you want to share that, invite visitors and residents to come out, take advantage of that free listing through visitpensacola.com.
That's awesome. Definitely. How can you say no to free?
That's right. We also have an app as well. That's a great resource. Also, again, live music, but also happy hour specials. So the app is unique in that regards.
That's awesome.
A great way to stretch your budget.
Happy hours are always welcome.
One of the things that's been in the news lately is the SS United States, a ship that is currently looking for a home. And while the Conservancy in charge of that would like to see it, be developed into some type of hotel boat, some type of an attraction, the other best opportunity may be to memorialize it by reefing it as part of the Gulf Coast. And our Marine Resources Agency and our local dive community and fishing community are working together to raise funds to try to bring the SS United States to Pensacola as part of our reef system. And if we had that ship in conjunction with what we already produce with the Oriskany, that would be pretty amazing.
That really would be awesome.
Re-emphasize us on the map internationally, because that is the ship that's bigger or longer than the Titanic. It has a great history behind it.
Wow.
So just talking about bringing it here has created quite a media buzz.
That's awesome. Is there a certain time frame that you'll know whether that's going to happen?
Well, I think in the next month or so, things have to come together. And
gotcha.
So I know that they're doing the fundraising. They're getting funding from the state. They're looking at the Tourism Development Council, maybe for a commitment of TDT dollars. But they've got to raise close to $8 million. So it's a daunting task. And it's a lot of money. But I can tell you, as far as destination development goes, this is an investment and an attraction that will last for decades and decades and provide return on investment every year. And once it's sunk, you know, the maintenance on it is pretty minimal. You know,
right.
You have no grass to cut, no trees to trim, nothing to repaint. But the ongoing benefit, public relation-wise, extending existing dive trips. If someone is coming to dive, now they've got not only the Oriskany, which is a more technical dive, but this is going to be sunk in shallower waters that'll be more accessible even for the recreational diver. And those trips now go from maybe 4 to 5 days to 7 to 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So cool.
So stay tuned. I mean, and if you're interested in that, reach out to Marine Resources or ourselves, and we can put you in contact with the folks that are really driving that initiative.
Awesome. That's great.
A couple things also just to share as far as looking ahead and fall events. We got
not the fall already.
Well, you know, is that September is only, you know, not
September's
too far
a good
away.
Month, though, I think, because I was born.
It's a great month. And I mean, September and October is some of our best weather
yes.
that we have here in Escambia County. And so something that's happening right away here in September, the first week is unique, is the USS Richard M. McCool is being christened here in Pensacola, and there'll be free tours of the ship. And if you've seen the pictures, it is cool looking. I mean, I'm so looking forward to being able to check that out personally.
Yeah. Just hearing some of the stories, I've talked to Brent from Cat Country about it, and also just looking online. I mean, that is so exciting and such a cool thing. And it's funny, it's like the McCool, and I'm like, it's so cool. Can't get off that word, but it is amazing.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to be a destination that has the ability to do these type of things. And then, provide that opportunity for our residents to check it out. And it does bring quite a few people in as well. So, we know that we've got military officials coming in, and they'll be here with us for 7 to 9 days during this whole process.
That's awesome. I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. If you have any questions, want to be part of the conversation, 850-437-1620. You can hit us on the text line, or we're happy to take a call from you as well. And we are talking with Visit Pensacola, Darren, more specifically, who was very humble when he was shared that he was the CEO and president. No big deal. No big deal.
Just right? A title.
Just
part
a title.
Part of the team.
Part of the team. I like that. That makes you a good leader.
Well, I got to say that as far as a team goes, this is the best team that I've had the pleasure of working with, and I've been in 5 destinations in 3 states and close in on 25 years in this type of work. And visit everyone in Escambia County should be very proud of the team at Visit Pensacola and the passion they put into what they do. I mean, really have a team that cares about the destination, loves to tell the story, always looking for ways to take what we do to the next level. And, we have a team here that we haven't had anybody leave in over a couple of years. And so in this type of industry, in this economy, turnover and staff transition has been, a challenge for for a lot of businesses. So I'm real proud of the team that we've assembled and the environment that we provide for them, and then they just take it and run with it. So, it's a great group, and they're doing phenomenal work, and those recognitions demonstrate that.
Absolutely. I think every time I've met someone, everyone's just so happy and upbeat. The first interactions I had was at the Blue Wahoo Stadium for the hospitality games. I had just gotten into town and was able to, observe and watch the Cat Country team or our Cat Country News Radio team out there playing. It was so much fun, and everybody was just a blast to be around.
Well, I got to say, our job is special that we have the opportunity to share the story of Escambia County and our destinations. We have parts of our county that are unique in their own right. I mean, spending time out in Perdido Key is certainly different than spending time in downtown Pensacola or out at Pensacola Beach or other parts of the county. And, we're certainly a beach town, but we're so much more than that. We're very, considering Northwest Florida, our arts and culture scene, stands alone. Nobody has the depth and diversity that we have, and that certainly helps us stand out amongst our peers.
Right.
The military presence is, a great economic driver for Escambia County, but with the Blue Angels and the Naval Aviation Museum, the Lighthouse, Barrancas Cemetery, it's the forts. I mean, it's a great aspect of our destination, and of course, our history.
I was going to say the historic section is amazing.
Yep, being the first European settlement in the United States back in 1559 has provided us with a perspective not every community has, and the influences over the years from the Spanish and the French and the British you see that in the pride that people have. You see it in the architecture. You see it in the food. And again, I think that is just part of the what makes our destination special and part of that overall experience. And those are things that we want to continue to explore and tie together and make more accessible the culture behind the destination. And so we're looking forward to doing more of that in the coming years.
That's awesome. I think one of the greatest things is, well, one of the things I noticed right off is obviously it's a beautiful area, but the hospitality across the board is amazing. Whether you go to a restaurant or a store or just meet someone on the streets, everybody is so kind and so hospitable.
I know that to be true firsthand.
Yeah.
I know when my wife and I first looked at coming to Escambia County, that's something that we noticed right away was the warmth how proud, though, people were of their home. And that just comes across naturally. And we hear it in our feedback about how great our residents are and how helpful they are. So that's really important that, I get it. As tourism grows in our market, and we talk about some of the aspects of increased visitation, whether it's traffic or parking or maybe a longer wait for a dinner reservation, that's something that I certainly understand. A part of our job is to get people to explore more of the county and help spread out that visitation. But even with that, again, I think our residents are very welcoming of all of our visitors that come to enjoy the things that we just we get to experience and enjoy every day.
I hope I never take any of it for granted. Sometimes when you're in a place for so long, you forget all the really, or you just ignore the great things. And I don't see that with anyone. And I hope I never get to that place.
But it kind of happens, right?
It does.
Someone asked me I live in Marcus Point, and there's a golf course right there. And someone asked me, when's the last time I went out golfing? And I'm like, gosh, it's been too long. So I challenge everybody to, when's the last time you've been out at the beaches? When's the last time that you've been downtown and just walked Palafox or spent time in one of our great state parks?
Right. So there are, you have some really amazing parks. I'm trying to remember. Is it Nick's Boathouse that's down by Blue Wahoo's?
Yes.
There's a park to the right that they're still
Doing,
reconstructing.
Bruce Beach.
Oh my gosh, it is so cool. Love it.
You know, this the spring, they opened up Bruce Beach, the half that's done, and the other half should be done this fall, was the plan. That 6 months later, the rest of it would be finished, and it'll be a great park for residents and maybe an opportunity for events to take advantage of that space, because I think the part
yes.
that's being finished is going to have more of that type of opportunity mm-hmm. Within it. So what a great anchor on the left side of or the west side of downtown, and then the proposed project, the hotel residential project, working with the Reverb from Hard Rock.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at developments and we talk about new hotels coming into market, it's great when we are able to bring in something new, either a new brand that doesn't have a presence in our market or a different type of hotel. And that hotel is going to be different and special. And so that'll be a great addition to the downtown area. Now we just need to work on getting that Ritz-Carlton or Four Seasons, you know, that five-star property to fill that other piece that we don't have.
That's great. Have you heard any feedback from anyone regarding, I know the proposed renderings of what downtown might look like. As far as, is it Palafox Street? Am I getting my new names of the streets right here?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were chatting about that, but I looked at it and it looked pretty amazing. And I know it was just conceptual for now, but have you heard anybody chatter about that?
Yeah, I think the feedback that I've seen has been positive. I think there's always questions, and yeah, it's hard to make everybody happy.
And change is hard.
And change is
scary.
Always. causes people to, you know, to wonder what might happen. And I think, you know, making improvements to Palafox that make it more walkable. Anytime we can make an improvement on the beautification of, you know, parts of the downtown area, I think those are all positive steps forward. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that, you know, come to completion as it happens over the coming year.
Right. And me too. I think it's inspiring. I think any time that you can attract people to be able to, you know, come down to an area that's more walkable or just more welcoming is always a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of, you know, getting out, just a couple things I want to remind people. Every Tuesday, there's bands on the beach out at Casino Beach in Pensacola Beach, and that's free. And if you've never done that, you got to do it. And catching the concert and the sunset, it's really a great experience. And it looks like hopefully the weather is going to break for us. Definitely take advantage of that. We've got the 11th annual Bulls on the Beach out in Perdido Key, September 5th through the 7th. That's a great, you know, one of our signature events. And then at the end of September, the Seafood Festival will be back in downtown Pensacola. And then beyond that, there's Taste of the Beach, and then we get into November. You've got the Fufu Festival. You've got the Homecoming Air Show with the Blue Angels. Yep. And what's going to be special this year is it's the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds.
I know. That's exciting, huh?
It's very exciting. I mean, we don't get to see that too often. So glad to have that, and right in our own backyard.
Yeah, that's exciting. My brother was bellyaching because he wanted to see the Blue Angels this year. He lives much north from here, and by north I mean like – almost into Canada, and he was like, we're going to just see the Thunderbirds. So I called him, and I was like, well, guess what? I'm going to see the Blue Angels with the Thunderbirds at homecoming, and he hung up. But thank you so much for coming in. Let's remind people of the website that they can visit.
Yeah, so visitpensacola.com is a great resource for residents and visitors, great for finding out what's going on, events in the community, and here you also watch the show.